quarter, our land bank for October. And I like what Jeff always says. Thank you for coming. I always like it. Thank you for coming to the meeting. First is approval of the minutes. Any changes or deletions? If not, all in favor? Motion carries. Let's go on to Treasurer's report.
Nope,
No.
no Mitch, but he did send it out yesterday. It's the one of those months where the full report is not complete because today is the first, and he'll receive all the bank statements later today or tomorrow. So the only thing I think would be missing is interest earnings. So
Anybody have any questions about the treasurer's report?
What's the interest?
What's the interest? Yeah, tell you tomorrow. All righty. River Road Corning update. Tell us the good news.
I wish I had good news. We did receive an offer. It was for 240,000. Obviously, 240. Obviously, I do not have the authority to approve that, so I did not, and did counter them at 290. Did not hear anything after that. So, still stands 299 on the market. So, I don't recommend any changes, but just thought that I would let the board know.
Do we have an idea of how houses are selling?
I'm not familiar with the area and I don't get down there much.
Under, I got to guess. So, as somebody who just bought and sold three homes, it's all over the place. I have no rhyme or reason to how houses are selling.
I think the ones in the 200 to 300 range are very attractive right now. I mean, we had one in my town that went on the market on a Friday. By Monday, they showed it nine times over the weekend. They received three offers. They shut off offers Tuesday morning, and they were going to negotiate between those three. And yeah, so there's a lot of activity. It's just you got to have the right thing in the right price range.
Oh, you just continue.
Continue. Yep.
There any other interested parties or
not that I'm aware of, no.
They come back some kind of counter or something, then
Something reasonable.
maybe.
They were just lowballing it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's exactly my thought. If they
Yeah.
came in reasonable, I'd
Yeah.
present it to you guys.
Inventory.
Inventory status. Last month, I did provide you guys a spreadsheet, and I'm kind of working off that now. But right now, the majority of our properties are in the environmental stage, and that typically takes upwards of 60 days. So, probably November-ish, a lot of these will be out of that and into okaying it to demo or rehab. So, let's see here. Our inventory is growing considerably, which is good. So we got about 10, 4, 14, 14 in inventory right now. So like I said, that's a big number, but all within manageable operations each day. So nothing out of the ordinary to really discuss, but just Cohocton, I believe, is the next one slated to be demoed, then Corning or Cooper's 40 Mill Street. So they're all moving along quite well.
So where does and so Corning is still waiting for the environmental to finish,
Yes.
and then we can get that done.
And I believe we're going to have to apply for something through the council in Corning to be able to close off the alleyway. Jen Miller did kind of mention something to that effect.
Yeah.
Hopefully that wouldn't take too long, the city manager said.
Yeah, since they were encouraging us to take over the property.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, they'll be happy to do that. So are they going to put that on the schedule for next month, you know?
I believe so, yeah.
Chris, the land bank's still sitting on that parcel up on Hartshorn Street, the Habitat for Humanity.
Backed away.
They back up. Right?
Yep.
I'll revisit that with my staff to see if it's a bunch of site for Bosey's house. We're constructing one now on Candace Steel Street, property that St. James had gifted to the city.
Yep.
The one that we acquired through the land bank the previous year, Madison Ave, that's just about completed.
Good.
We're getting ready to put that out to bid shortly. So that'll be another success story.
Right.
Good. Great to hear.
We'll revisit that lot. I know there was just because of the
elevation.
Pose some challenges, but
probably could use some site work to level it off, but there's still going to be a incline to it, no matter how you do it.
I'll bring that up with my people again.
Okay.
We're not doing anything with Habitat, right? So far.
We have no projects in the pipeline with Habitat. That is correct. While I'm still on this inventory status, I did send out emails to everybody. We did successfully bid on 4 tax auction properties. And I'll go through them real quick. 97 Gorton Street in the city of Corning, 8 O'Connor Ave, city of Hornell, 6238 North Main Street Extension, town of Hornellsville, and 4 Manning Ave in the village of Savona. All of those, again, are in the environmental phase. Moving forward, 3 of the 4 are demos. 8 O'Connor Ave right now is slated for rehab. Lowe's did reach out to me shortly after that article was issued in the paper stating they'd like to partner with the land bank and offer discounts and whatnot. So I thought that was nice of them, and obviously we'll utilize that partnership as much as we can. So that'll probably get into early spring, late winter before that one starts swinging hammers.
So for the ones that are we're doing the environmental verification right now, are they all being done by the same vendor?
Yeah, so Fagan's does all of the environmental for the land bank.
And they can handle all of those?
Mm-hmm. So they're typically phase ones. And we have not really run into any real problems. We ran into a semi-problem with Fenderson. But that's the only one that's popping out to me.
Due to the soot and ash from the Corning factories, there's a lot of stuff coming up in the town and city of Corning. So I have a feeling that something's going to come up with 87, but there's not really a lot of lawn there. So I'm hopeful that it will be resolved quickly. I usually email Rob on Monday, Tuesday. He gets back to me like that afternoon and he goes out the next week. So he's turning them around very fast.
Anything else on the inventory?
Anybody have any questions?
Is there an update on the 40 Mill Street eviction?
So Attorney Squires is working with the Steuben County Sheriff's Department to go out there and reissue an eviction. So he apparently, we had Labella go out to do the survey. The former owner is living in the very far end of the property. Apparently he has 2 encampments there and upwards of 30 dogs. Yeah. So Labella was a little bit worried, the surveyors, but it was a cordial conversation, thankfully. But still, 30 dogs for anybody is a little bit concerning. They did run into some paraphernalia that was also eyebrow raising. So there we got some issues there that we got to work out. But to get to this guy, it's a trek through some wetlands and whatnot. So I don't know if they've made it out there yet. I hope they do, but.
And just from a county perspective, we probably want to be pretty careful so we're not the housing of 30 dogs.
Correct. And then we've run into other issues down in that area where they don't have the capacity to house 30 dogs if the dog control officer came in and took them. So other ancillary issues with this.
You know who that those dogs are, right, Chris? He pulls the sleigh or the cart from Corning.
Oh, is that the one that goes around?
Yeah, he's always in Corning and Irwin and stuff. That's who that is. He pulls with the Huskies.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, he's got them set up
on South Hamilton yesterday.
Yeah, he's got them all on like sled dogs. He hooks up 8 of them at a time.
Interesting.
He's been doing that for a while. That isn't new.
Oh, I'm not down in that area, so don't see him mushing down there. So,
Okay, more to come on that.
correct. More to come.
What else? Anything else? Any other questions about inventory? We got enough to keep Chris busy for a little while.
You could say that.
Demolition bid.
The next one is for 40 Mill Street. We received three bids, first one being MJR, second was LCP Group, and third is Gorick Construction. Would ask for authorization to award to MJR in the amount of $12,500. The second bid was LCP at $18,000, and the third and final Gorick Construction bid was $28,800. So MJR put in a very good competitive offer to demo this property. We've worked with them a number of times, always successful, always an easy project with them. So would recommend awarding to MJR. Yeah.
Do I have a motion?
That's the county doing the hauling
Yeah.
and free landfilling.
Correct.
Any questions, comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. When can they? Well, we can't start until.
So we're still in the environmental phase of that. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Next agenda item, award RFP. This was for the Realtor Services. It's been 4 or 5 years since we did it last time. We received two proposals, one from Terry Dart, and the other from Ann Bizio. I would recommend that we do a multiple award to both, so to give different parts of the county some attention, instead of having Maggie just do the full county. She did not put in a proposal, so I'm not sure why, but she was notified of the RFP. So both of their commission structures are similar. 5.5%. It breaks it down between buyer and seller. As we all know, last year they really changed how these commissions are paid nationally. So they're both similar. Terry's is 5%, hers is 5.5%. So they would be respective to the listings they get.
And where are they located?
So Ann is out of Corning, and Terry is also out of Corning.
She didn't say, Maggie didn't say why, or
No. It did not.
I'd make the motion for multiple award.
Thank you.
We have a second.
Second.
Any questions, comments? Have you guys worked with any of you worked with these?
Yeah, we've worked with both of them. We worked with Ann a lot in the beginning for the Chemung Land Bank. Terry is currently the realtor for the Chemung Land Bank, and I've worked with Terry personally as well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Yesterday, it was brought to my attention through Danielle that there is a possibility of additional funding for land banks that have earmarked or spent their phase two funds. We are very, very close to having all of the funds earmarked. I think we're 276, 276,000 away from that. And I think we can get there relatively soon. We have to be there by November 1st.
Really, I mean, I think it's a majority. I don't, you know, if you've spent 10% of your grant, I don't think they want you applying for more money. But I think their threshold is about 75%. If it's either spent or earmarked for projects in process, you can apply for more funding.
So we're definitely at that number. We're in the remaining less than 15% of the overall grant. So again, my thing with this is shoot high, get as much as you can, and we'll spend it. We'll find a way to put it in use. I do think that back to Scott's comment earlier, as we go forward, we need to reanalyze how we're doing these demos and whether we're utilizing another landfill, Casella or ours, paying the tip fees, et cetera. So that will be more discussion down the road with you guys, but I think we should shoot high.
What do you think?
I think it's up to another additional 2 million.
Yeah, so it's up to 2 million. There's a total of 24 million this round. We've got 31 land banks. So majority of people are probably not going to get that max. The money's just not there. But there's, I think it's 9 million set aside for kind of the typical land bank operations, the pre-development, acquisition, demo, rehab, new construction. And then they have 15 million for kind of new programs. So they want land banks to really come up with their own ideas as far as an owner-occupied program, owner-occupied rehab program targeted to families up to 120% AMI. So a lot of the programs out there are designed for that up to 80%. And then you have nothing. If you make more than 80%, you don't get any help. And that kind of creates a gap because a lot of people are just on that threshold. They don't have enough money for those capital improvements. That's when the housing stock tends to decline. So they're trying to bridge that gap between. So it would really be designed for that 80% to 120% AMI owner-occupied repair programs. And then also small rental programs. We haven't really looked into what that is. They have no guidance on these programs. It's kind of you tell us what you need, and as long as it makes sense, we'll fund it. So it just depends on what the land bank wants to do and what they want to go after. I think the owner-occupied repair program still fits within the land bank mission to keep and preserve the housing stock. It prevents it from deteriorating further. And then that small rental repair program to help landlords keep their rental properties up to code.
But there's no guidance on like small, what's small?
Nope. There's no guidance. I would say probably less than 20 units. Just thinking about the other HCR programs that are out there, typically they want to see 20 or less would be small. So you could do between 2 and 20 units for their whole portfolio. You don't really want to get into, people who have hundreds of units, but really targeting those who just have a few. They need some updates to keep them code compliant and habitable.
Yeah.
So for the residents that we're talking about, are these grants or are these loans? So
They're grants. So for the owner occupied, there would be a 10-year deed restriction. We can structure that however we want. Our thought on what we're doing for Chemung Land Bank is to do a 5-year, 10-year period, but after year five, it would be like a 20% step down. So if for some reason they sold within that time frame, that would be their percentage they'd have to pay back. For the small rental program, again, we would want them to rent to families at whatever AMI we set, and there would typically be a deed restriction for X amount of
is
years.
there a limit as to what the expenditure could be, as far as the capital improvements?
We make all that up, which it sounds silly. Typically, there's a lot of structure around these, but it is something new that the land bank HCR is trying for the land bank programs. Our owner occupied, we're going to suggest 25,000 as a cap. And then rental, I think it just depends. You could set a cap per unit or you could set a cap per total.
Thank you.
The 80 to 120 AMI, is that codified in guidance or do we have flexibility to?
It is up to 120%.
Okay.
Our suggestion is to have the cutoff at 80 because honestly, there's a need for every AMI limit that if you say from 0 to 120, you're only going to really like our wait list at Arbor for people 80% and less is 4 years. Is that right, Doug? So if we say any AMI, we're going to fill that up automatically with people who are less than 80%, which defeats the purpose of going up to
Okay.
120. So that's why we say we would put those parameters
More than
on
20 is cut is
that is set, yes.
I like the owner occupied option. I'm not real thrilled about the landlord one. They're in that to make a profit. I don't know that we should be subsidizing that, whether they're renting to low income or not. They're there as a for-profit business. But I like the owner occupied part.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And like you said, we could probably get that one without any problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's to me, that's a no-brainer. It's money that only land banks are eligible for. What we're planning to do for Chemung County is have an MOU for the long-term compliance part of it, because land banks, I mean, there's a 10-year compliance period. You have to do annual certifications and residency checks. So if the land bank board would like to take over that, we're happy to do that. But if not, our recommendation would be a small fee to Arbor to administer that for 10 years.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Just the board, you know, every January 1st.
So we have until November 1st to apply. Is that what
was it? November 1st?
Yeah.
21st?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in November. But, you know, we got a little bit of time to try and make a program to apply for. So we'll have definitely have that in prior to the deadline.
And what should we go for? Say, Scott, go for them.
Going to get inundated.
Yeah.
Just be overwhelmed with application requests. But there's a large collection of people that are, you know, they need work done, but they just don't have the means to do it. And I think that's the more impactful way to.
I mean,
how would they get? Do they apply to like Arbor or us and say,
yep,
I've got a project, here is what I'm going
to
do?
So it's, you know, from their perspective, debt to income ratio, AMI, I'm sure, you know, invoice from the contractor, everything's looked at from an overall perspective.
Yeah. So typically they would apply, you know, we would put out something saying that we're taking applications for a new owner occupied program. They would have to provide proof of their income, proof of residency. You know, again, Arbor administers this for the up to 80%. So there's already a lot of those processes and templates in place that we can utilize. It would be more for like the health, safety, code compliant, emergency type things. They need a new roof. They need a new furnace, you know, foundation work. You know, I'm sure Doug has a whole list. So this isn't, I just really want to remodel my bathroom because I don't like the tile anymore. These are meant for those projects to keep them up to a livable standard, keep them off of, you know, the code list. We would work on a scope of work. Work to find them a contractor, or they can bring their own. And then I think we make the payment directly to the contractor for this. So because there's going to be the deed restriction, it would be paid to the contractor. If it was paid to the homeowner, they would have to pay taxes on it as income. But because we're putting that deed restriction on there and maintaining the affordability and paying it to the contractor, that's kind of their buy-in. So kind of like the Corning Housing Partnership Program, we paid it to the owner. They had to pay taxes on that. It was considered income.
Sounds very similar to the program that we administered through the city through CDBG funds.
Yeah, CDBG, AHC, Restore.
Yeah, yep. Revitalization. We have, I think in my 8 years as mayor, we've had 3 grant awards, right around $1 million in total. You know, you talk about, you know, roof replacements, you know, windows, doors, heating systems, and, you know, those types of things that, that people, you know, need and rely on. Well, it's not, you know, not necessarily, you know, cosmetic. I don't know if this program is similar to the one that we administer, but there's, you know, certainly, you know, asbestos and, you know, lead paint come into play and those types of things.
Yeah, I'm sure we would have no problem finding project.
No.
Well, that's to answer your question that you had. So really you kind of back into that, you know, you look at it, we would want to do up to 20 of these owner occupied properties at 30 grand a piece or 25 grand a piece. Then, okay, that would leave us $1 million for the other piece of this, a demo acquisition, blah, blah, blah. So do we have a number right now? No, but 1.5.
Yeah, my thought is to do $500,000 for the owner occupied. That gets you the 25 homes. And it's a new program, right? So we anticipate there's going to be a huge need, but that seems like a really good number to at least start. And then that's $1 million for, we can request additional admin funds with that, which I plan on doing as long as you're not double dipping. And I think between our fee, insurance, audit, and all of the other costs we have, we would have no problems proving out. It's like 5%. It's not a ton, but we would include that money for demolition, money for acquisition, and then maybe a couple rehabs, new construction.
They've got the money. I mean, they're like wanting to give it to us.
Right.
From what they understand.
Let's go for it.
Yep. Yep.
But now I have a question. Do you have the capacity
we'll, to do all we'll find ways.
Because I know they're going to do it and you're going to do it, but is there a capacity in your other role?
Yeah. You know, it's just, I'd rather be busy than not busy.
Yep.
And I got to believe 100% of those homes are already mortgaged. So any bank is going to be happy to have a deed restriction added because it's improving the property that they are holding as collateral.
You're absolutely right.
Such programs are very popular. You know, my experience is we usually have a wait list. So, and they're need based too. So, you know, it's not necessarily the first in line, but you know, if someone is the 10th person in line, but their needs are more than the people ahead of them, then we will, you know, move those people ahead. Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's a win-win for everybody. So
yeah,
let's do it. So what's the next step to do it?
Really just meet and kind of figure out, like Danielle said, looking at 25 projects, you know, maybe kind of back into, like I said, 8 demos, 2 rehabs. What do those numbers look like? Putting everything together and then apply for it. We have approximately 7 weeks. So we have some time. I don't know when they plan on awarding. If the application's doing, what's that? Okay. So, you know, I would assume maybe by the end of the year.
We don't need to vote on that, right? Do we?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
To accept it.
And the contractor would do that.
If we get it.
Yeah.
Accept it. Yeah. Not to apply.
Not to apply. Okay.
Cool. Anything else?
Nothing for me.
That's a big one. Glad you added that. Okay, next meeting. Oh, does anybody have anything they wanted to add? If not, next meeting is November 5th. Oh, I'm sorry. Did somebody have their hand up?
So do we have to have a motion to reapply for this grant?
No.
No? We could just do it?
Only when we get it.
To accept.
We accept it. Okay.
Who bought the big building in Corning on Walnut Street?
Masonic Temple?
Yeah.
It's a gentleman from Florida. And he bought 2 other properties other than that in the auction as well. So I don't know what his plans are for it, but he put it in an LLC.
Wow.
That was what, 24,000?
Yeah, right around there.
Did he complete the transaction?
Has he flown up from Florida and seen what he bought?
We have a deposit from him. I don't think he's paid in full yet.
Okay.
But
so that's the issue.
They have some time to do that.
Yeah.
We don't transfer anything until we get the full pay.
But it's significant enough that hopefully he's going to do something.
Oh my God, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what, but let's hope it is.
Yeah. Warming center.
What? You got to get heat work first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You got some good bad guy, bro.
All righty. Next meeting is November 5th at 10:30. And thank you guys for coming. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.